This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization announced Friday it had granted an emergency use listing for the coronavirus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. The move means the one-dose shot can now theoretically be used as part of the international COVAX effort to distribute vaccines globally, including to developing countries with no supplies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's Director General.
An equitable distribution of vaccines remains the biggest threat to ending the pandemic and driving a global recovery.
The WHO has previously signed off on COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is defending President Joe Biden's promise of a May 1st deadline for vaccinations to be opened up to all ages. It comes after Biden pledged in his first primetime address Thursday night to make all adults eligible for vaccines by May 1st and raised the possibility of beginning to mark our independence from this virus by the 4th of July. At a news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said more Americans are getting vaccinated.
We now have more than 64 million people who've received at least one dose of vaccine, and we are vaccinating millions more each day. This is our path out of the pandemic.
The United States is expecting to have enough doses for 255 million adults by the end of May, but Biden warned that the process of actually administering those doses would take time, even as his administration looks to instill confidence in the safety of the vaccines to overcome hesitance. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news,